The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour. If you listen to this program at all, you know we're all about the family, marriage, everything we can possibly do to advance the family, protect the family, nurture the family, and that's why it is such a privilege to welcome to the program today Dave and Tracy Sellers with Vows to Keep. Dave and Tracy, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad to be here, Bob.
And we want, all of us here at WRFD, want to welcome you to our broadcast family. Vows to Keep started last Saturday at 2:30, and you're going to be on every Saturday for the next 40 years.
Lord willing.
At 2:30 in the afternoon. So let's get acquainted with you guys. South Dakota and Wyoming, and now you're here in Ohio. Tell me how you met and how in the world somebody from Wyoming and South Dakota came to Ohio.
Right.
Well, we met while we were in college. Both of us were helping to chaperone some events for youth. And had a mutual friend that was just in need of help.
And now, wait a minute. You were not married, but you were chaperoning others?
Right. That's we kept getting invited to the same youth events. Hey, I need a girl to chaperone the girls. I need a guy to chaperone the guys. So we kept being thrown together in this pool of teenagerhood. And we started to notice one another, but God really put us together pretty quickly. And it was on our second date, Bob, if you can believe that, our second date that we started to talk about being in ministry together and being in marriage ministry.
Wow. That's cool.
But here we are in Ohio, like you say, and we've been in Ohio for 10 years now. We moved here for some family reasons, and God said, I've got big plans for you here. So we stayed, and we love this area now.
All right. Now, in addition to vows to keep, you have some other interests in your life. Dave, you are an engineer.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah. I am an engineer. I lead research and development for a tech company that's focused in healthcare based out of Washington, D.C., and been working for them almost for 10 years as well.
And Tracy, you're active in Christian radio.
I am active in Christian radio, although I have stepped down from that recently to take a publishing contract with a wonderful publisher in St. Joseph, Missouri, and I write inspirational, historical, romantic suspense novels for women.
Oh.
So I'm writing my third right now.
All right. I didn't know that. Well, tell us about Vows to Keep. Whenever I'm talking to authors or the hosts of a radio program, I always want to know, what's the genesis? What started this?
Mm. Yeah. Well, what started Vows to Keep was that passion, that realization that we had that the best way that we could tell the world about who Jesus is and really the love that he has for them is by showing that inside of our marriage and by having a marriage that wasn't just based upon a contract, that was really a covenant type of marriage. And from that being something we wanted to build our own marriage on, we wanted to build a ministry to help others to be able to do the same thing. And we saw a lot of need as well as a lot of opportunity to do just that.
All right. How did Vows to Keep begin?
Well, I think it really began, like I said, early on in our relationship where we felt a calling to be on mission for Christ. And then we realized we could do this through marriage ministry. And how do you do that when you're newlyweds? What does that look like? We didn't go to Bible school. We didn't have any official training at that time in our life. But God was faithful and he kept sending us couples that would ask us for advice, and we'd go to God's word and we'd dig into it with them. We started leading small groups and writing Bible studies, and it morphed into an official ministry. And I'll let David speak to that.
Yeah, a lot of it began also with just the conversations of really discipling someone who was going through a really difficult time in their lives. And part of Vows to Keep, which we'll talk about later on, I'm sure, is the arm of Vows to Keep that is around biblical marriage counseling. And as she was just saying, that started even in year two, year one of our marriage, as I'd have friends come to me and say, I am struggling with pornography, and I thought that was going to go away after I got married, and it hasn't. What do I do with that now?
Mm-hmm.
And those were the very beginnings of what turned into an opportunity that now we can speak freely and on radio stations just like this about how to deal with very difficult problems just like that.
We used to say, let's go to 35,000 feet and look down. Now we can take a drone. if we get our drone and fly above Vows to Keep and we look down on your ministry, kind of describe the different aspects of Vows to Keep. What do you have to offer? What do you do? Just kind of describe the breadth of Vows to Keep.
Sure. I would start to do that by, again, talking about this biblical counseling, because that's really where we started. We, as a team, all have been trained by the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. It's also known as ACBC. And what we do is as couples come into our program, we build a customized roadmap to take them from where they are to where they want to be, where God wants them to be. So we basically are going to build a approach that has a step-by-step measurable process. So as we meet with them week in and week out, we can all see that there is progress that takes place. We use God's word to define the problems as well as the solutions. And also uniquely, it's couple to couple, meaning that Tracy and I will meet with a couple. We have others that are on our team that do the same. It helps keep things very fair and balanced. And what we're really doing is what I just call intensive discipleship with couples. Typically that lasts anywhere from 10 to maybe 20 weeks in length. Every week, a couple will be assigned homework. That's their meal ticket in, if you will, for the next time that we meet. And we couple with the pastor of the church as well. We want to make sure that when we think about things from a long-term accountability perspective, that we've got that relationship with the church and this couple well established. The goal is to set that couple on mission, to take them from a position where they come in as someone who is hurting often. Many times they come and, in fact, their view on things is our marriage isn't working. And what we help them to see is that Jesus is actually not a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so starting with that foundation, we're able to help people go from being hurt to being people that know how to ultimately use their testimony to be a part of healing someone else. So that's the first arm, if you will, of Vows mm-hmm. to Keep.
Yeah. Then we take a lot of God's word that we're using in counseling, and it goes right into our radio broadcasts. Now, we're not using those couples' personal stories because that's their story and that mm-hmm. needs to remain confidential, but it's the concepts and the struggles that we all go through in marriage. And so in our radio broadcast, Vows to Keep Radio, like you say, Saturdays at 2:30, we're going to be talking about the real stuff that everyone's going through behind closed doors. And God's word addresses, I believe, every single one of the issues that a couple would face or is facing in their marriage.
All right. Now, you live in Belle Fountain.
Yeah, Logan County.
Yes. Logan County. Your offices are there. Geographically, who are you ministering to couple-wise?
Well, I'd say the entire state of Ohio, as crazy as that might sound. But what we are doing to be able to do that is events that cover geographically the entire state, as well as now Vows to Keep Radio actually covers, we're working with enough different stations that pretty much all of Ohio is reached. We also do a lot of this counseling now virtually because of some of the changes that came with COVID. So,
but that was going to be my next question. Mm-hmm. Because of COVID, you've gone to virtual a lot?
We do use that some. It just depends upon the circumstance.
All right. We're talking with Dave and Tracy Sellers. Vows to Keep is a brand new addition to our broadcast family. It airs Saturdays, 2:30. Vows to Keep, Dave and Tracy Sellers. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and it's my privilege to welcome to the program Dave and Tracy Sellers with Vows to Keep, a brand new addition to our broadcast family. Vows to Keep airs Saturdays at 2:30 here on WRFD. Dave and Tracy, again, welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Why radio? You know, why radio? You have counseling ministry, you're doing mm-hmm. other things, and yet God has burdened your heart about radio. So what was the genesis of Vows to Keep Radio?
Well, I got in Christian radio a long time ago as a DJ sitting behind the desk, sitting behind the mic, sharing God's word in between the music. And it was so exciting to know at that point that God's word never returns void. When it goes out over the airways, whether you're reading a verse from the Bible or talking about how it applies to your life, you know that someone is listening and it's hitting someone's heart. I remember the very first time I heard Christian radio, I was 9 years old, driving down the road with my mom, and a brand new Christian radio station had come into our town where we lived in South Dakota, and it just lit off fireworks in my mind. I thought, this is what I want to do. So I got in radio early, got in it during college. And then when we got married, we talked about and prayed about for a long time having a radio broadcast, and now here we are in year 7.
Wow. And what is the audience? Who is the audience for Vows to Keep?
I would say the audience is people that are obviously married, but strangely enough, actually a lot of our listeners are people that aren't married. They're some of the smartest listeners who are saying, how do we do this well? If I want to have a marriage that's going to be successful, and I don't want to run into all the pitfalls that I've seen others run into, how do I do this well? We get questions from people that are been married long periods of time as well, where they're in a season of life where they're just tolerating each other. And we really challenge people to think about the legacy of that marriage and what purpose God still has in what's happening. And so I'd say it's a pretty wide range of people starting to consider marriage all the way to people that are realizing there is still work to be done in the kingdom and their marriage will play a part in it.
This is an obvious question, but what do you want to accomplish through Vows to Keep?
Our goal is to help couples to build a biblically healthy marriage, one that isn't healthy because of their standards, but that is healthy because of the standards that God's word really lays out for us.
We always say on our broadcast, you're not going to hear a lot of tips and tricks. You're not going to hear a lot of, okay, when your spouse says this, this is how to respond. We shoot straight for the heart every single time, because what comes out of our mouth first starts in our heart. And we know that from God's word. We know that from Luke chapter 6. That's what Jesus teaches. So when we deal with what is at the root, then the fruit comes out and then it's godly.
And how can people interact with the program?
That's a great question. We have a number of different ways that they can. One of the things that we allow listeners to do is actually submit questions. They can email us at questions@vows2keep.com. That's questions@vows2keep.com. We oftentimes, as Tracy alluded to earlier, use some of those questions for ways that we'll later build shows, but we always respond via email. So we can address anyone's particular question. Another way that couples can get involved with what they hear is to share it with others. And I think a lot of times when listeners hear broadcasts, they're often thinking of someone else in their lives that they know it's related to. And so being able to share our website and all the tools that are on there as well.
Okay, you've answered this partially, but walk us through a typical Vows to Keep program from beginning to end.
Okay.
What can people expect when they tune in to WRFD on Saturday at 2:30?
We always start with, we are David and Tracy Sellers.
And we made vows to keep.
Because we did make vows to keep. We consider our marriage to be a covenant marriage, not a contract marriage. And there's a lot of interaction going on in the broadcast. We have prepared in advance what we want to say through God's word. And so it's going to be a lot of back and forth between us. Sometimes we'll surprise each other with what comes out of our mouth, and we hope that as a listener is got us tuned in, that they are picturing themselves in this situation that we're talking about. Like right now, we're in a series, Powerful Pursuit. So it's a 6-part series. Last week was part one. And we're going to be talking about, for example, how you can go from being just an observer of your spouse to being their champion, how you can watch out not just for their felt needs, but their actual real needs, the real needs of their heart. David, you want to talk about some of that?
Yeah, I think another part to what you'd expect to hear when listening to one of our shows is the relationship between what it is that we believe. And as we're looking at the Pursuit series, it's really understanding that we will always be pursuing something. We always pursue what matters most to us. And if that's not our spouse, they're going to know that. If that's not God, he's going to know that. And we relate what we believe to our actions, then ultimately to what we see in God's word, and work to align those things together, not only in our lives, but the lives of our listeners.
All right, so you're in a 6-part series right now?
That's right.
So is it primarily teaching, primarily conversation, primarily interaction with each other?
I would say it's a combination of all of those things.
Okay. I would say teaching would probably be number one.
Yeah.
And then interaction would probably follow that.
Okay. How can people get in touch with you at Vows to Keep? Because our time is running out.
Yes.
How can people get in touch with
you? All right. We are at vowstokeep.com. That's the place to start. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/vowstokeep. And on there, you're going to find all of our contact information and how you can be listening on WRFD.
All right. And if couples in our audience are struggling, what do you suggest?
Well, they're certainly welcome to, on our website, not only find some resources there, but there's also a link where they can reach out to us there with their specific questions and concerns, even initiate the counseling process with us.
And we were talking during the break. I don't think we talked about this on air. You had to go to a lot of virtual because of the whole COVID thing.
We have, yeah.
You've really had to reduce your in-person face-to-face.
Yeah.
And so that's available as well.
It is. We do it both ways depending upon the circumstance, and it's something that COVID has changed some of those dynamics, but we're working with it.
All right, it's Vows to Keep with Dave and Tracy Sellers. Airs Saturdays 2:30 here on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM. If you want to learn more, it's vowstokeep.com. vowstokeep.com. Now, occasionally someone says, I don't like the internet. Do you have a phone number where people can reach you as well?
We absolutely do. It is 860-531, and then the word vows, V-O-W-S.
860-531-VOWS. Dave and Tracy Sellers, Vows to Keep again. Brand new to WRFD, Saturdays at 2:30. God bless you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Bob Burney Live will continue. Stay tuned.